That's the music of the Greg Kinn Band. They don't write them like that anymore. Well, they don't make the movies like that anymore. Richard Krause, Double Shot on a Friday. Of course, we also do Does Richard Krause Love These Movies? But he joins us right here. Richard, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I was thinking about comedies, and I just since we've, I guess, post hashtag Me Too, there doesn't seem to be that kind of, I don't know if it's always the coming of age comedy or the big blockbuster comedy, but when I look back at what I think of at least the original Hangover and Superbad and so many great, hilarious movies, I just wonder if we've gone a little too far, or maybe we're at the appropriate point where all of those movies had laughs at, I guess, the expense of someone. And you could argue that you were punching down, but do we make comedies like we used to anymore? Or are they just so taboo and kind of so near the third rail?
Well, I think that there's two things at play here. One is that they're not making as many comedies as they once did. The studios are looking at big budget, big return movies. So you're talking The Avengers and, you know, Black Adam and movies like that that cost a lot of money to make, but they're also going to make, if they hit, they could make $1 billion and really prop up your year with that. Comedies don't do that because, generally speaking, they don't play all that well around the world. So you can have Adam Sandler, who has a very sweet deal with Netflix right now,
yeah,
but his movies don't play all that well around the world. And that is a complete reversal of what used to happen with movies. In the silent movie days, Charlie Chaplin was the biggest movie star in the world because there was no dialogue and the jokes were all visual and they could play for audiences around the world. That has changed. So I don't know if it's studios buckling down and saying, we don't want to make comedies because we might offend people or we're punching down and, you know, Blazing Saddles probably wouldn't fly today. I think it's more to the point where they've just given up making these mid-range kind of movies that cost $40 or $50 million, and then you might make, you know, $60 or $70 million, but it's not enough. What they're looking for, big money, big returns, huge profit, and comedies right now don't deliver that. The streamers are still doing it,
yeah,
but not so much the big, big studios.
I guess, yeah, I think you're right. I guess there have been a couple of, you know, buddy cop movies with The Rock and I forget the comic's name, but those
Kevin Hart, and there's, you know, and Ryan Reynolds has made a couple of these, but they're sort of action comedies. They play differently, right? And they have giant stars. The Rock is one of the biggest stars in the world. You know, Ryan Reynolds is extraordinarily popular now, but it would be harder to get a movie like The 40-Year-Old Virgin made today. For one thing, nobody really knew who Steve Carell was when that movie came out. He'd been around a little bit, but he wasn't a star yet. That's the movie that made him a star. Making that movie today would probably not happen in the same form that it is, that we know.
But when we're talking about Superbad or 40-Year-Old Virgin, those were certainly home runs. You're saying that the studios are going all in on blockbusters, but I mean, isn't there, if you know that you have a bankable star and a great writer in the comedy writing room, isn't there a bankable grand slam there, or do they prove to be too hit and miss?
I would say ask Judd Apatow. You know, Judd Apatow was the guy that provided a lot of those big grand slam hits. You know, in the 90s and in the early to mid 2000s, but even he now is working for the streamers, and he's not making those straight up kind of outrageous comedies that he once did, again, because they simply don't make the kind of money that the studios want to make. Like a big hit for a comedy isn't going to become all of a sudden overnight $1 billion take at the box office. That's just not going to happen. Comedies just don't exist on that level. And that's, you know, as you have studios who are more and more being run by MBAs instead of filmmakers or people who have experience in films. There's no Robert Evans at the helm of any of these studios anymore. You know, Robert Evans was an actor and a producer, and then he became a studio head, and he made movies like The Godfather that nobody else would make, and it became an enormous hit.
Yeah.
He understood film. Right now, all these studios are being run in a very risk-based averse way, where you have MBAs saying, well, the spreadsheet says ... and comedies just don't cut it.
Yeah. You know, to say they don't write them like that anymore, or that comedies don't get made anymore, almost on a different front and maybe more comedy. I see comedy now kind of like with Dave Chappelle and other stand-ups kind of pushing back because they won't be told what is an okay turf to occupy. And they're trying to take back ground in a time that might be a little too sensitive. But I also think, you know, when you look back to Dice Clay or something like that, or maybe even, and I'm not necessarily putting them in the same group, but maybe the original Sandler movies, I think some of that stuff doesn't necessarily age very well. Just like that first, well, I love the first Hangover, but there's a scene in a casino where Bradley Cooper is going to, he's paging somebody, and he says paging, and uses a homophobic slur. Yep. Paging doctor, homophobic slur, paging doctor, homophobic slur. And I don't think that would be allowed today.
No, it probably wouldn't fly today. And, you know, I do think, though, that, I mean, there are still outrageous movies being made. They're just being made on a much smaller budget, and they're being made independently and released differently and that sort of thing. But I also think that you've got a situation now where we're looking and we're all up in arms and everything's so woke now, you can't make a joke anymore, you can't. But every generation looks back at the art that came before it and reassesses it. And so in the, 1940s and 50s, when there were a lot of, war films made that glorified war and that were very, very pro-America and pro-invasion and all that kind of stuff, in the 60s, those movies were by and large rejected as people started making movies about Vietnam, like Apocalypse Now and Coming Home, and films that cast a different light on war films. So movies that just 10 years before had been very popular fell out of fashion. I would say the same thing with musicals in the 50s, 60s, and up until the early 70s. You couldn't miss with a musical. And then taste changed. People stopped making them for a while. Now you see the odd one here and there. But every generation has their own take on the things that they find acceptable, the stuff that they want to watch. And most importantly, and let's not forget, show business is a business. I love that, there's people out there that are willing to take risks and that sort of thing. But ultimately, everybody wants to make a dime when they make something, or, hopefully a billion dimes when they make something. And that is often means that you have to reflect and respond to what's out there in the world and the attitudes that people have in a new generation.
We've kind of focused on comedy, and I'm short on time here, but we were talking off the air about perhaps horror, where in 1973, Linda Blair, as a young girl, was using a cross to, I don't really want to say, but doing a sexual act on herself while she was possessed. Like, you couldn't make that scene any longer, could you?
I would tend to think probably not, that wouldn't fly on a big studio film anymore. I mean, you have to also keep in mind, though, how outrageous and how mind-blowing that would have been in 1973 to see that film. But you also have to understand what was going on in the studio world then. The studios had kind of fallen apart by that point. You had the studio system whereby you had actors who were signed to you and they only made movies for you, like the Clark Gable generation and all that kind of thing, and directors who only worked for you. All that was falling apart. People didn't know, the studios didn't know how to respond, and they were trying to figure out what people wanted to see. And around that time, the early 1970s, all of a sudden, there's a demand for edgier material. The world is a little edgier. Vietnam is going on. There was a gas shortage. There's all sorts of stuff that was causing unrest in the world, and that was reflected in the art. I don't think you would see a scene particularly like that one in a film today, but there are just as many other ways that we could shock people and get away with it in 2022.
They don't write them like that anymore. Richard, thank you very much for your time. Have a great weekend.
I will. You too, Jim.
It's News Talk Tonight.